can you explain to us what is mediation? Can you tell me what is mediation?
Sure. Mediation in a legal sense is when two parties who have a dispute, sometimes it might be more than two parties, but two parties have a dispute and they decide that they would like to talk about trying to resolve the case prior to sending the case to a judge and a jury for a decision. And it's voluntary, usually, meaning that whatever settlement there is, we're having a technical issue. Yes?
Just a little louder. I tend to be loud, and you're like about all about mediation and resolving stuff. So you have this softer, great energy voice, and I'm also old. I can't hear as well. So,
okay, I'll try to make sure I keep my voice up.
You're great. So you're resolving disputes.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're trying to do is get the lawyers and the parties together. These days it's by Zoom, but get the parties together to talk about what are the strengths of the case and what are its weaknesses, and see if we can't find some resolution, you know, that everybody can live with. You're not going to be happy at the end of a mediation. And I tell the parties that every time, and they look at me like, come on, you know, I came here to win. I want to, you know, get everything I wanted and more. I want my pound of flesh. And I tell them, mediation is, you know, it is not about everybody winning. And in fact, at the end of the day, if we're successful, you probably are not going to be happy. You're probably not going to be satisfied with what happened. Because every time I went to a mediation, and one of the things that I think makes me a particularly effective mediator is that I practiced law with a plaintiff's firm for a period of time, but I also spent, oh my gosh, more than 20 years on the defense side, both in big law firms, but in-house as well. So every time I went to a mediation, if I went on behalf of a defendant and we were successful at the end of the day, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we paid that much money.
No, that's great. And that's, you know, I've used you as a mediator, and you do, you have that both the balance. And as a lawyer going into a mediation, I don't want someone who is pro plaintiff and is on my side, because that's already me. I'm already drinking the water. I'm already there. In fact, I'm past there. What I need is someone like you, more measured, more a neutral, who can tell me if I'm, you know, Gary, that's a good point, but what's a jury really going to think? But is also able to communicate to the other side. So it's interesting how what you need in your history, and your experience to make you ready to be that effective neutral. Is that what you're communicating to us?
Yes. And I think there's one thing that I have that most mediators don't, which is I spent more than a dozen years in-house. And when you're in-house, you look at a dispute totally differently. You're, number one, you're paying, you know, you're seeing the money that's being paid to the defense lawyer. So it's different in that sense. But it's also different in that the clients that I saw and were helping through a piece of litigation sometimes were my friends, you know, and when the case ended, I was sitting next to them or at the table next to them at the dining, you know, cafeteria at the university. And you think about the difference. I mean, when you're a lawyer and you finish a case on behalf of a client, usually the client goes one direction and you go the other direction and they say, nice working with you. Hope I never have to see you again. But it's okay. I mean, disputes are, they're not fun, you know, but we live in a complicated world with lots of, you know, complicated before us, and disputes are going to arise.
You know? What do you mean when I say this to clients? I've heard you say it and other people. Well, let me say, the first case you mediated for me, you will not remember. It's a long time ago. It was a medical malpractice case, and you were really effective because it was against a big hospital, and you were able to talk their talk, and we resolved that case. I am still friends with that client on Facebook and other places. She's a great lady.
Yeah, good.
There was confidentiality in that case, so I won't say what the issue was, but I will let you know that to this day, she uses some of the money from that settlement to put up billboards and to do other things to raise awareness of the medical condition that was at issue in this case. People talk about that at mediation, but it really happened with her.
I love that. You know, I get people all the time, especially younger people, when we settle a case, if they tell me, well, I'm going to use this money to enroll in college next semester, for example, I'll make sure I tell the defendants that, because many times they're loath to pay money, but they feel a little better about it when they know that the money is going to go for some good cause, like maybe educating this plaintiff and maybe putting them in a better economic situation.
Kim, what makes a lawyer, like, let's say I'm coming to mediate a case with you. What makes a lawyer successful at mediation?
Preparation. I know it sounds so boring. Oh, she's saying the same thing everybody says, but preparation, knowing your case, knowing your client, making sure you prep your client. Here, I'll tell you one thing that happens that is not good. The client comes in, the client hears their lawyer say, yeah, we're demanding, you know, $500,000, and here's why. And then the lawyer goes through all the reasons why it's a $500,000 case. So the client hears that and says, yeah, I want $500,000 for this case. Well, we're negotiating. You know, that's your starting point. You're only going one way from there. And on a plaintiff's side, you know, it's down. So you have to prep your client to say, look, we're negotiating, and these numbers have to be flexible. You have to know that you're going to come down off those numbers or come up off those numbers, you know, when you're on the defense side. So
I see that. And, you know, I literally had mediations 2 days ago, and I've been talking with clients, and I tell the client, you're not going to like what I'm going to hear, but I don't want the first time you hear something from me to be in a mediation. I want the client to hear that before so that they get it. And I like to have that candor and rapport with my clients. Similarly, more and more when I do it used to be when we did mediation statements. So when I go to mediation with you, I send you a long letter explaining the whole case and give you exhibits and documents or pictures or whatever. More and more, I give that to the other side too. And I give it to them way ahead of time so they can talk to their adjusters and get the level of authority they need as they go up the chain. What do you think of those two practices that I do?
Not only do I think that is an excellent practice, but I try to convince more lawyers to do that. And the reason why is you don't want to hear those best arguments and those dollars at the mediation because mediation is all about expectation. What is it you expect to happen during this session? And, you know, if your expectation is that this person is, you know, going to be unable to work for 2 years, let's say, and in reality, it's more like 5 years, well, the defendant needs time to adapt to that new factual scenario. If you bring that up in the mediation for the first time, you have severely limited your chance to be successful that day at mediation. I'm not saying it might not settle, you know, a month later or 6 months later, but if you want the best chance to settle that day, give your opponent, you know, all the ammunition you can give before the mediation.